USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A surprising statement from a top House Republican who says he has no reason to believe President Trump's claim that the FBI was ever spying on his campaign for political reasons. South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy was among a group of lawmakers who did get a briefing last week from leaders at the FBI and Justice Department on that very issue. Last night, Gowdy says,
I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do when they got the information they got, and that it has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Gowdy speaking there on Fox News. Not only has ABC canceled Roseanne Barr's hit show after the comedian posted a racist tweet about former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, but now reruns of Roseanne are going to disappear from cable as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
North Carolina's under a flash flood emergency as the National Weather Service is warning people, especially in the western part of that state, to stay off the roads through tonight because of the threat of landslides. The state's been hit hard by the remnants of subtropical storm Alberto. Meanwhile, the body of a Maryland National Guardsman who was swept away by floodwaters on Sunday has been recovered. Edison Harmon was trying to rescue a woman who was looking for her cat in Ellicott City near Baltimore when he was washed away. President Trump at a campaign-style rally in Nashville last night talking immigration and standing by his claims that members of the MS-13 gang are animals.
This is why we call the bloodthirsty MS-13 gang members exactly the name that I used last week. What was the name? Animals.
Trump rallying his base to turn out and vote Republican in November's midterm elections. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are reports the U.S. intelligence community does not really believe North Korea wants to get rid of its nuclear weapons. NBC News is reporting a CIA analysis says that a more realistic concession is that the North will say it wants to scale back its nuclear program or undo some of its recent gains. The report also says the North wants to make some sort of peaceful gesture towards the U.S., and they're predicting it might offer to open a Western hamburger franchise in the North Korean capital city. Officials from the U.S. and North Korea are working to revive the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that's been set for the 12th of June. Harvey Weinstein's defense lawyer is calling charges against the disgraced movie mogul absurd. Ben Brofman saying the two criminal cases against his client will not stand up in court and that Weinstein and one of his accusers did have a relationship for years. At a court hearing yesterday, Brofman complained to a judge about pre-trial publicity. Weinstein remains out on bail as a grand jury continues its work. It's expected to hand up an indictment against him soon. And NFL star J.J. Watt is now Dr. Watt. The Houston Texans defensive end was awarded an honorary doctorate yesterday at the commencement ceremony for the Baylor College of Medicine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.